make trouble. He's just stressing out like every other fan. Well, there's good in every team. Things aren't always what they seem. You can always find a winner if you try. Oh, weeknights, things will get better. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. But you know, the man still can't understand. Parker and Wilson. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Good evening, Detroit!
Seriously, Rob? John Ciambi's there? You've never seen that before?
Yeah, but I didn't know it was that bad.
Dude, the guy is weird looking. He's got this flaming red hair.
He's good for radio. He has a great voice. Would you admit that?
I know. And ESPN loves him on the radio. I was shocked when they stuck him. Believe me, the stuff you see is as much as you're going to see of Ciambi.
And I get it, Mark. He's not going to be on that long. You know, like they do the open and maybe one in the sixth or seventh inning, and he's on for a couple of seconds. You know,
dude, it's flaming red hair. He's got, I mean, literally you couldn't color it that color. If you went to a place and said, hey, color my hair like John Ciambi on ESPN, you could not get that color.
All right. I didn't mean to be sidetracked. It just threw me for a minute. you know me. I react.
You were like, oh, my God. You know what? Compared to Aaron Boone, I'm not so sure he looks that weird. Aaron Boone's a strange dude, man. Strange dude. Hey, welcome to a Wednesday, April 23.
A wacky Wednesday. A beautiful, warm Wednesday.
Ain't that warm.
It was nice 50s. Out today.
2014, if you're scoring at home. Happy Administrative Professionals Day. Used to be Secretary's Day. Started in 1952. But did you give anything to your administrative professional today, Rob? You have administrative professional?
No.
Nothing?
Nope.
I would think you'd have help.
I had help. I don't have help. I don't have help anymore. I used to have help.
You know, that's what they used to say in the old days. Hey, go ask the girl if she has any pencils or paper clips. Go ask the girl in the front office.
Exactly, in the front
office.
How
rude was that? Go ask, some 4-year-old.
That was the old days, you know that.
Hey, go ask the girl. She's got any extra paper I can borrow.
I know I told you this story before, okay? Can I just tell you one more? Because this fits in what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So, I'm watching a Mets game years ago, 20 years ago.
Meet the Mets? Greet the Mets?
Let me just tell you.
Okay.
So there's a shot of, and it's apropos because the Cubs, the Wrigley Field's 100 years old today.
Today.
Mark, right, today.
April 23rd, 1914.
So there's a shot of the guy who's the clubhouse guy for the Cubs, and they're at Shea Stadium.
This Yosh Kawano?
And there's a shot of him. I don't know, this is the old guy who was there for a long time?
The Asian guy.
No.
No?
This is an older white guy.
Oh, Yosh Kawano was forever.
Okay, Mark, but this guy was, I don't know. So anyway, there's a shot of him. For whatever reason, there's a clear shot of him. He's in the middle of the screen, and Ralph Kiner and Tim McCarver are doing the game. Everybody knows Tim McCarver. Ralph Kiner's a local guy, you know, a Hall of Famer.
Great ball player.
Right.
Ball player.
Anyway, Ralph Kiner goes, there's the Cubs clubhouse boy right there. And Tim McCarver goes, I beg your pardon. That's a grown man. That ain't no boy. That's a grown man.
Right? He said it southern.
Yeah, Mark. He goes, I beg your. Because the guy, Mark, was 62.
Sir, I beg your pardon.
And Ralph Kiner's like, there's the clubhouse boy. How could you call a grown man a
That's what they always were called, right?
Mark, come on.
He's the clubhouse boy.
I don't blame Tim McCarver.
Jimmy Schmeichel, he's the clubhouse
and I'll give
boy.
You And I'll give you the other
hey,
one.
Schmeichel.
No, he is not. He's a grown man. And Ralph Kiner was
35 years Schmeichel has been doing
was
that.
Always famous for this. And here's the other one. They're talking about Sada Hada O.
Right.
I don't know what it was McCarver. And Ralph Kiner. These are the two that stick out in my head for whatever reason.
Sada Haro, the great Japanese slugger.
Home run, had more home runs than anybody,
anybody?
Right?
Anybody, yeah.
And Ralph Kiner says, they're talking about him, and he says, you know, he's the Japanese Babe Ruth. And Tim McCarver goes, excuse me, I beg your pardon. Don't you mean the Japanese Hank Aaron? Hank Aaron's the home run champ, not Babe Ruth. Right there on the air.
Well, the only thing, though, I guess you would say there is that O and Ruth were both left-handed
hitters. Nope, but that's not what it was about. Hitting the most home runs. That's what it was. But in Ralph Kiner's mind, it's still big. Do you see what I'm saying? And that's what he was saying. He said, oh, no, it's Hank Aaron.
Didn't
but anyway.
Didn't Kiner, like, lead the National League in homers his first 7 years in the game?
Yes, something like that.
It was something really.
Pirates finished in last place every year, but he won.
But he was unbelievable. He only played 10 years, though.
Hit over 400 home runs.
He was one of those guys, man. Well, it is the 100th anniversary of Wrigley.
It is, Mark.
It's very special to me, as you know, because I grew up at that ballpark. Everything in my life happened at that ballpark first. All my firsts, wink, wink.
First kiss?
Happened at that ballpark.
Wow.
Left field bleachers.
Okay, I'm not going to get into it anymore. I don't want to know
anymore. It's true, but it is true.
I don't want to hear anymore.
They've never seen a World Series celebration, if you can believe that. Isn't that hard to fathom?
100 years.
They hosted 5 World Series, but never a World Series celebration.
Well, they're closest. You know what? We should feel affinity, you know, for them because of here in Detroit.
Well,
it's the
proximity.
Same thing.
The proximity have any out of Chicago.
Well, the Lions and Cubs are very similar.
Oh, yeah. How bad things have been
Of a long time. But remember, the Cubs won some World Series early on. The Lions won some NFL championships.
Even 1908 is different than the 1950s.
Of course, it is a long time, but they're still perennial losers. Both are looked at.
It was
as
a great ceremony today, though, in Chicago. The only missing piece was Sammy Sosa, who's persona non grata with the Cubs right now. They refuse to have him back.
Oh, that's wrong.
For any kind of celebration.
But why?
Because he it's not so much about steroids.
Because he bleached his skin?
Not the bleaching of the skin.
Sammy Sosa's
right now.
There
were other things he did that rubbed the organization, Jimmy Devolano, the wrong way. And it had nothing to do with the cork bat and all. It was the walking out on him that day was a real big deal. Remember, he walked out in the final game of the year. He didn't stay for the end, and he left the ballpark, and that was the way his Cubs career ended.
Right.
He's never apologized to management for that. And there were some other things, too. It's not about steroids.
Oh, that's different then. I'm fine with it if there's just some internal thing.
Oh, no, it's all internal stuff. And they've asked Sammy to do is, let's have a conversation, let's air out the differences, and you're back. And he won't do it. Now he's kind of whining about it, saying that they should just let him back.
No, he should
apologize. Sammy, come on, man. Right. Not everything's golden.
There's always a way that you exit.
Yeah.
So he just didn't exit properly. And, of course, today, Mark, that was a great thing. I tweeted about that earlier today.
About the 100th Wrigley Field?
Yeah, I did. I said, you know what? I said, it is an American landmark. It is our Coliseum.
Although they're about to ruin it.
Right, but it is, don't you think?
Yeah, wait till you see what this ballpark
is. Is it that one or Fenway?
What?
Our Coliseum.
Fenway Park.
You think so?
Yeah, I think Boston's more in the kind of the cradle of the, you know, the Constitution and the New England area.
I don't know. 100 years is a long time.
Yeah, I know. Fenway's right there with them.
No, it's not 100.
No, but it's pretty darn old.
80-something?
Yeah. But the Wrigley Field thing, you're not going to recognize it in a couple of years. $500 million buys you a lot of renovation, and they're going to do a lot of weird stuff with that ballpark.
You would think you just build a new stadium, but that's not
like Soldier Field was redone.
When I first saw it, I just couldn't get over it.
Okay,
that.
Remember how it used to look, how great it was with the columns and everything? I got tomato in my teeth.
TMI.
That's what Wrigley's going to look like. They're going to have this. They're going to redo the entire, kind of face it, redo the facade and everything. It's just going to, I'm not a fan of this at all. Most of Chicago is not, but that's for another
day. And, of course, they lost today, of course, which was only fitting.
To Gibby and the Arizona Diamondbacks were awful.
Yep.
And they blew a 5-2 lead in the process. I mean, it was fitting.
It was fitting. It was a typical Cubs game.
You know, that's the first game this year where a team has had a 3-run lead going to the ninth, blew the lead and lost. Now, the Tigers did that, but they came back to win. Mets did that with Valverde, came back to win. 158-0 was the record in baseball of anybody with a 3-or-more-run lead in the ninth. No one had blown a 3-run lead yet, till the Cubs today on their 100th anniversary.
Again, so fitting.
Way to go, Chicago.
All right, we also
Thanks a lot, Obama.
We also got some big breaking news, right? The schedule's out.
Oh, man.
NFL schedule. We're going to get into that. We're going to do our pre-draft Lions record. We want you to chime in.
This will be the first of two because, as Rob knows, and I want to qualify.
We always do this, Mark, and we're going to come back to it.
We do it in August normally when everything's been said and done. The rosters are set.
It's just a preliminary based off of last year, not talking about the draft, not talking about any injuries, just looking at the schedule, games you expect them to win and games you expect them to lose. That's all.
Can I play this to show you what game is the first one on the docket?
I thought you would do that.
You thought I was going to go there with this?
Mark, I know you like a book after all.
Really? Tonight, Ford Field gets the unbelievable New York Giants and the crappy Detroit Lions. Welcome, everybody. I'm Mike Tirico.
Right there.
Well, you do a little Howard.
I'm doing a little Howard Cosell.
Tonight, it's the Detroit Lions, who haven't won jack since 1957. And their opponent, the Giants of New York. Used to be a baseball squad, now it's a football team. They're going to get together, rumble on our stage. Right there.
Right there. Monday Night Football.
Jim Caldwell, new coach of the Detroit Lions.
That's exactly.
And the old coach, Tom Lund, Coughlin of the Giants. Why he's still there, we don't know, but he will be. And tonight.
Here we go, here we go.
Dandy Don, Frank Giffen, and myself.
I'll give the NFL that. That Monday Night Football song right there, best sports music. This one. No new version. This one right here.
Not Hank Williams. Are you ready for some football?
No.
Big finish.
All right, so we're going to do that right here.
Monday Night Football.
Let's get started, though. Let's do the show. Let's get everybody introduced.
Where's the finger wag?
I just gave it to you. Let's make it happen because we got a lot to do.
Ray's got a finger wag going.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm listening. Oh, no, the Wings still didn't score. I thought last night.
Ouch.
How embarrassing.
Ouch.
Everybody came home. Hey, hockey town. Wait till the crowd. Wait till you see the atmosphere. It's going to be unbelievable. People are going to be throwing octopi. It's going to be unbelievable.
People throwing what?
Octopi and all of that. And you know what happened?
Octopi. Al Sabatka was the most exciting thing for the Wings yesterday.
Nada.
Not a damn thing. Hey, Gary, what about I need some Tigers in my life. Tigers are underway, you know, with the
we need
Chicago
to
White
switch
Sox.
Over. I hope he's
Drew Smyly and Andre Rienzo. Hi, my name is Mark. Welcome to the show. The guy across from me is a guy who says it's a great match with him in the Shadow League. You know, this is Shadow League Wednesday.
That's right.
The Shadow League be featured on our program tonight. Great match with him in the Shadow League because each night Rob Parker worships at his own shadow. It's a little creepy. But everything is with you lately.
I think it is.
Shadow League columnist, click on Detroit columnist, Rob Parker.
Thank you very much, Mark Wilson. On a Wednesday evening, Metro Detroit, it is Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Rob Parker, along with the man, Mark Wilson. And we have a plethora of people on the other side of the glass, including EP, our producer, Gary, our engineer. We got Matt. We got Nick. We got Ray. We got Josh. We got Sarah. Those are all the... video streaming, and BMO, right?
He's here. He's actually
even
in
BMO.
The hizzy.
I know. I'm sorry, BMO.
How cool am I looking right now, people?
And BMO. You know what? So we have...
Oh, by the way, not only do we have... You can finish your sentence, but we have a brand new system.
Right.
So if you're watching us on ParkerAndTheMan.com, this is going to look... This is 21st century. If you're watching ParkerAndTheMan.com, this is like the hippest fish in the ocean. This is the hippest cat in the... In the craw. This is the hippest.
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
The dog at the kennel, right here.
So, but they all on the other side of the glass, Mark. So much to do, so little time. And JD just texted. Fenway is 102 years old.
Yeah, I was
so
gonna say I don't know where you were.
Older.
80.
I thought it was 1914 or 17.
Did they already do their 100th anniversary?
I don't
thing
remember.
At Fenway?
How come I don't remember that from 2 years ago? I don't remember.
They were
that.
Sleeping.
I don't know.
What
so.
Were you doing 2 years ago? You don't even know anymore.
Please, 2 years ago?
2 years ago, was that like 2012?
I was out on the street, I think. I don't know what I was doing.
Woo! Hey, your buddy's going to be the grand marshal of the auto race. I mean, the
who's that?
Pace car driver at the auto race this
Who?
Weekend. Robert Griffin.
Is he really?
Here? In Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, well, that's no shock.
RG3 will be the pace car driver. Man, anyhow.
I just hope that he gets his career together because last year was not good, and
dude,
he needs to get it together.
You need to do a little errand business right here, too.
What do you mean?
We're at that time. It's
That's
coming
right.
up. It's right here.
All right, so now it is
perfect.
It is the time for the official Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Hank Aaron time check.
Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
7:15 to honor Hank Aaron's 715th homer, the 40th anniversary, and it comes perfectly so that if you're driving around and you don't have anywhere to look to see what time it is, because no one's got that on their phone or anything, you now know it's 7:15. It's a public service brought to you by Hank Aaron.
All right, Mark, let's start with the schedule. So if you want to chime in.
I'm looking right at it.
248-848-1130. Tell us what you think as far as what the Lions were. Oh, my God. Another home. This guy is unbelievable. Is this guy, Mark, is this guy that good?
That's Jose Abreu. That's number 7.
No, but look where
they paid millions for this guy,
Mark,
to get him out of Cuba.
Look where he hit
center
that ball.
Field. I know, into the brush.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Into the foliage.
When Austin Jackson turns around and looks up, look at this.
And it was a low ball pitch, too.
That's not up in his zone, Mark.
No.
He went down and got it. And he hit one off Verlander to center field in the first inning yesterday.
He's got some
look
major
at this. He doesn't
league.
Even run for it. He's like, this is gone.
Major league power. No, already 2-0 White Sox.
They need him. I didn't know he was Mark. I heard, but I didn't know he was this good.
Jose Abreu is everything as
and a bag of chips.
As advertised.
I am impressed.
No, people went crazy when I think we did it on the podcast originally when he was signed by the White Sox. Everybody wanted him. Cubs were trying to get him. Yankees were trying to get him. Jennifer Steinbrenner couldn't. The White Sox did.
Oh, they're teeing off for him.
Drew Smiley is not off to a good start here as a starter.
I was just fouled, but did you see that? Okay.
Yes. All right, what do you want to do? You want me to read you the schedule?
Okay, so let's go down the schedule. Then we'll have everybody chime in. And I want,
We'll do all the way to the bye week.
EP and Gary, listen up, too. I want you guys to come in with your with what you think the Lions will finish. And obviously, this is before the draft, before any injuries, before we know what other teams are going to have and injuries and all that stuff. But just off the face, when you first hear the schedule, start marking down how many wins, how many losses.
All right, week one is the Monday night game. It is, we know the day. It's September 8th against the New York Football Giants, Monday night football from Ford Field. That is a home game to start the first time ever. The Lions have had a Monday night game to start the season.
Hey, you know, they can't lose to the Giants. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was last year when they lost to them.
So that's Eli Manning. That's Tom Coughlin. First game of the year. They're
okay, go ahead. We got it. You're milking it. Okay, let's go.
Next game?
Yeah, let's move on.
I thought you wanted to say what we think is going to happen.
No. Let's just go down all of them. Let me just hear all,
okay.
and then we'll get back to that.
Week two, you're going to Carolina to play the Panthers and Cam Newton. Okay? That's week two. Week three, you're back home against the Packers. So, of course, the Green Bay game here is early inside. Makes no sense.
Better beat the Giants.
Why can't the Packers be there week three?
No, and you know what the last game of the season is? In Green Bay.
It
makes
stupid.
No sense. They come here indoors, and then you got to go to Green Bay in December.
And they do it all the time.
They always play like the last game
December
in some bad weather.
It
was, remember last year?
Yeah.
It was
I remember the Marty Morninhoog. When Marty was here, I believe that the second week of the season they were in Green Bay. It was the last time that the Lions got to play Green Bay when it was nice out. You know, it was legitimately 70-something degrees. That was like week two of Marty's first year.
Nice out, them can leave it out.
Marty Morninhoog. I like calling him Morninhoog. All right, after Green Bay, that's a home game, as we said. Week four, you're back on the road to the Meadowlands to take on the Jets. So you'll play the Giants and Jets in the first month. So that's your Michael Vick, your Geno Smith, Rex Ryan. That's the Jets week four. Week five. This is the team many thought was going to be the Thanksgiving Day game, and instead it's week five now, and it's here. So it is here, but it's not on Thanksgiving. That's the Buffalo Bills. Of course, their owner, Ralph Wilson, Detroit guy, Grosse Pointe, passed away just like William Clay Ford Sr. did in the offseason. So here's a Lions-Bills game for the first time ever that both Ford and Wilson will not see or attend. It's really weird, actually, to be honest, because whenever the Bills would play here, Ralph Wilson would come to town because he has the house here. So that's week five. Week six, you're heading to Minnesota. Now, remember, this year, no more Metrodome. That's been imploded. The Metrodome is gone, not even around anymore. This year, they'll play at the University of Minnesota's football stadium until the brand-new, beautiful Vikings stadium is built. And that, wait till you see that sucker. That's as good as it gets. So they'll play at the University of Minnesota's field, which is a nice field.
It just kills me. All these cities are in financial ruins, and new stadiums just keep going up.
That's what, you know,
it's just amazing.
And casinos all over the place.
And casinos.
Can't build enough casinos and stadiums.
Don't have schools. Don't have books. Don't.
But we got casinos and stadiums, baby, and new ones are coming. And we got a new hockey rink coming here. So that's the Vikings week six there near the Mall of America. Week seven, the disaster that was the 2011 playoffs? What year is that now that they went at 10-6? Against New Orleans, they play the Saints again. at the Superdome. No, that's here. Sorry. Oh, at Ford Field. Week 7 after the Minnesota game. So it's back. There's no two games in a row. Let me get just recap real quick here. Home, away, home, away, home, away, home against New Orleans. Then they go to London. Week 8 is the game against the Falcons in London, England. The time of that game has already been I think it's like 3 o'clock in the, or 9:15 in the morning. That's what time you'll be able to see
that game. I like
it.
Breakfast and football. Breakfast and ball, like living in California.
Tea and crumpets with the Lions and the Atlanta Falcons. Mike Smith. Is he still a coach there?
Barely. No, did he get whacked? He's still
no,
there.
No, Mike Smith is still there.
Yeah, but barely. That was a bad year last year.
Yeah, so they that's the Falcon game. Yeah, October 26th, 9:30 in the morning. That will be – that's also on the road because it's in London. And then it's a bye week. So you get the bye, which we'd figure would be the way because they have to come back from England. So there's your bye. Now, do you want to drink that in a little bit? We'll do this. We'll do that. And we'll come back with the second half of the season. So you got that? So far what the Lions are doing here is playing no back-to-back games on the road and no back-to-back games in the first half of the season at home.
We got 8 games down, and I'm telling you, you don't want to know what my record I have so far.
When's the last time you remember no back-to-backs?
I don't remember that. I never remember, but maybe they had to do it because of the London trip or something. I mean, there's a reason.
Well, they have a couple in the second half, so that's going to change in
but
the second
But I'm saying
half.
Because of the London thing. All right, so we'll that's the first 8 games. You've been marking them down? You got your numbers? All right.
248-848-1130. You can hit us up on Twitter and Facebook as well as always.
And we want you to chime in.
Yep. And don't forget, now with a brand new thing, we web stream at parkertheman.com. Don't forget the Premier Sports Talk Network.com. That's out there as well. So it's happening. Here we are on April 23rd. We're just months away from the start of the season. It's right around the corner. Just months away. From the Lions and the Giants on Monday Night Football. Did I mention that was Monday Night Football? I won't even play it. Played it once. It's enough. 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Detroit's 1130. WDFN the Fan. And yeah, we're just getting started.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Rob Parker here for Sam's Alterations. Mark, you think you're the man?
No way.
No, no, no. Sam is the man. Sam's Alterations, located at 12 Mile Road in Southfield Road in Lathrop Village. Telephone number 248-552-9950. Mark, you know I go there, get my clothes tailored, altered, take in the waist, let out the waist, cuffs, whatever I need, Sam can get it done.
Sam the man.
He's the man. Also takes care of women, kids, whatever alteration needs you have. And best of all, Mark, sometimes you want to buy a new suit.
Get a new suit.
Sam has new suits right there. Try them on. He'll tailor them right to fit you like a glove. So go to Sam's Alterations, located on 12 Mile Road and Southfield Road, right there in Lathrop Village. Hey, Mark.
Yep.
Go get Sam.
How was that again?
I said, let's just tease and let everybody know what we're doing. Okay.
You cracked me up, dude. Yeah, so we're doing the schedule thing because the schedule's out today. The big news about Monday Night Football, get set. It's just around the corner. September 8th, we'll be here like in no time.
Talk about filling, Mark. Could you imagine back in 1985 if some television executive said, let's do an NFL TV special and talk about the schedule? That just tells you how much airtime we have.
You know what, though? If you remember correctly, when cable television first started, the ones that really thought had vision said, one day we're going to have a channel for everything.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about a show. Talking about the schedule.
No, but I'm saying even in 1985, if I said to you there will be a
baseball
network
channel, right,
dedicated to baseball, to tennis, to golf, the NFL.
But at first, you'd have to have the channels. Remember, when we were growing up, there weren't all these channels. Let's not get sidetracked.
I like being sidetracked.
All right.
Anyhow, the Monday Night Football game is first on the agenda, and then it's home, away, home, away, home, away, home, and then to London, England. And we'll recap that coming up. Then it's the bye week. So we're at the bye week in week 9 and then the second half of the season. And Rob's already kind of chomping at the bit because he's marking down win or loss on these games.
Well, I'm just saying, this is just a preliminary, just looking at it. I know there's a draft to come. I know there's going to be injuries. We're not saying this is in August, once everything is said and done, we'll then give our preseason, our you know,
our prediction. I'm going to tell you this right now.
I bet you it's not going to be that far off from what we tell you.
I'm not so sure I see a victory on this schedule.
Would you stop?
I'm not being funny. This is why I've always think. This is why I've been so close every year, at least for 15 years.
Mark, last year when I said 7-9, I got crucified. And when it was 6-3, people wanted me, oh, the Lions, they're going to run the table. They're going to win 11 games. You were so wrong. You're always a Lions hater. Blah, 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 blah. Lost. You still want to change your prediction?
I was too off last year. I said 5-11 last year.
Yeah. And
BMO can vouch for me at the other place in 2012 that I was spot on because I picked 4-12 for that thing. And
remember, they had to lose their last 8 to get there.
They were coming off a playoff year.
Right. So you didn't even go that
crazy.
Right. Absolutely. All right, so we're going to do the second half of the schedule, and then you can call in and give us your prediction on what you think their record will be. And this is just a preliminary. Nobody's holding you to it. EP and Gary will chime in as well. 248-848-1130. But we have a sports wrap coming up. Mark will get you caught up. Tigers already trailing in down at Comerica and a couple other things going on tonight.
248-848-1130.
Did you like that? That was not bad.
That was a nice run.
You okay, thank you.
We call it a run. You did a great run there.
Thank you.
In fact, we'll put that in for a Peabody.
Sherman and Peabody.
No, a Peabody Award. Detroit's 1130. WDFN The Fan, thank you.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.